Hi, everyone. This is Samantha Bush from Hot Off the Mess. I am here to introduce to you a brand new episode of the Slut Pig podcast, aka the very first virtual Thanksgiving potluck. Christian Gray Snow is the host, of course, and he has amazing guests this week. Vicky Gunvalson, his all-time favorite housewife. She's an agent of chaos, but the more that we've had time away from Vicky, I have to say, I miss her. I do. There are occasions where I miss her. And then he's also joined by Maggie Kelly, who is the brain behind the Instagram account Best of Bravo. And I know that everybody kind of maybe needs to take some time away from their family on this Thanksgiving. This would be a great episode to listen to. It is so funny, so fun. Christian always gives great insight. And of course, Vicky Gunvalson is always here to spill some tea and bring the drama. So I hope you all enjoy the episode and have an amazing Thanksgiving. Bye.
You are a slut pig!
Hey y'all, I'm Christian Gray Snow, and this is the Slut Pig Podcast, a podcast from The Dip. And today, I want to welcome all of you to the first ever annual Slut Pig Podcast virtual Thanksgiving potluck. That's right. In honor of this Thanksgiving holiday, this episode is dedicated to all the things in the world of Real Housewives that you and I are most thankful for. Throughout the episode, I'll be joined by a couple of very special potluck guests as we share the things that mean the most to us this year. And at the end of the show, I'm going to share the Bravo happenings that made you, yes you, a grateful little girl this year.
Little girl.
Small talk's like small dicks, and I'd rather be sober at this year's family get-together than deal with a small dick. Let's get started. All right, up first, one thing I want to say that I'm really thankful for this year is the online Bravo community, despite how evil some of y'all may be. It is so fun, you know, that we're able to watch these housewife shows that we all love so much, literally from all corners of the globe, and immediately react and engage with each other with people from all the other corners of the globe who they, you know, they enjoy it just as much as we do. So in honor of that, my first guest is here. In honor of the thing that I'm most thankful for this year, my Bravo besties, please welcome my number one Bravo bestie, Maggie Kelly, aka Best of Bravo. Yay.
Hey,
how are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, I know. I'm so excited. I can't believe it's already here.
I know, right?
It feels like it's 2019, so I'm all sorts of confused.
I know, we're still all the way back there. Well, Maggie is the first guest to arrive at the first ever annual Slut Pig Podcast virtual Thanksgiving potluck. And you guys can't see this, but she brought with her Ramona's famous Herbs de Provence chicken. That was her contribution to this dinner, okay?
I think that it's going to be really good. You know, I'm not much... I'm more of a cook, not a chef. So yeah, I think that, you know, it's good for me at least.
Yeah. And I am actually in the back. I'm working on Kim Richards' famous chicken salad. So we're all set. We got all the chicken dishes.
Oh, our sweet Kim and the chicken salad, a visual that never leaves my mind.
Ever. Everybody knows that famous gif of her with her daughter getting her makeup done, and she's back there just bareback and with her hands on that fucking chicken salad.
She makes more chicken. She makes enough chicken salad to feed an army.
And nobody ate it.
One of the saddest moments of all time.
Good morning, chicken salad.
Oh, that looks delicious.
I'm still putting walnuts. Look. Apple.
Perfect.
I bought hors d'oeuvres.
Okay, hold real still.
Juices, sodas.
Chin up just a little bit.
Things.
Wait, I remember whenever they announced the first ever BravoCon, I was like, unless someone is going around giving out samples of Kim's chicken salad, I literally want nothing to do with it. Okay?
I'm not going. Chicken salad won't find me there.
Exactly. All right. Well, to start on a sappy note, you know, I do just want to say that I am thankful for you, Maggie. You know, Bravo did help us meet. We've hung out in real life a few times. And y'all, when we hang out, it's like you would think we'd known each other our whole lives. You know, you wouldn't think that we just met a couple years ago through the internet. So I just want to say, if you have friends out there, Bravo friends, internet friends that, you know, obviously you've met safely through a, you know, a small community, hang on to them because, you know, Maggie and I are a testament. It can be worth it, right?
Oh, I love you. Like, I feel like, when did we meet? We met in Arizona, of all places.
We met in Arizona because I was there for work and you were on a vacation.
I basically was like stalking Christian because I thought he was so funny online. I mean, I would like be blowing him up. I'm like, we're going to become friends if I have something to say about this. It worked.
I love it. But see, even not just me though, like you literally went to Lucy's wedding, Lucy on the Ground, who's also a friend of the podcast. We had her on here. Like you literally were at her wedding with other Bravo accounts, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I'm good friends with, several Bravo accounts at this point. And I mean, I feel like, you know, we talk almost every single day. I talk to some of them almost every day. And it's funny because, you know, like I was telling my mom, she's like, wait, whose wedding is this again? I'm like, it's Lucy, like on the ground. She's like, oh, right. Like, it's you know, you guys have become all such like a big part of my life. And I'm so thankful to have you guys because really it's like you were kind of saying, the internet can be a very toxic, dark place. And I feel like going through it with somebody like you, it makes it a lot more fun, like for me at least. And it's,
same.
It's just, it makes it more fun. And I feel like we'll be friends forever. So
we will be. I love it. Well, speaking of Thanksgiving, what are your plans this year? Are you doing like a family thing or what?
Yeah. So going back to my parents' house, and actually we have like 35 people that are going to be at my parents' house. So
nice.
both sides of grandparents. My mom does most of the cooking, and I'll go back there Wednesday just in time for Blackout Wednesday. I don't know if that's like, I think that's like a universal thing.
I think that's a national holiday.
I've been celebrating for years. And
I just found out I'm off work Wednesday. So it's about to be a Tuesday and a Wednesday thing. Okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's called Tracegiving in my hometown, and it's this bar called Trace Hombres, this Mexican restaurant, and it gets crazy AF every year. Like all my siblings go, my parents have been known to make an appearance. Like it's a not well experience as you can imagine. You've obviously met me and you've met some of my friends and we're all about the same.
I love it. I love it. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish if you had to pick one?
You know, I guess like stuffing because I don't really eat that besides at Thanksgiving. I'll be honest, and this is a very unpopular opinion. I'm not a big Thanksgiving food gal. I know it's fucked up. I know it is. I know like people are gonna like that's it.
Lord,
no, I'm not a big turkey. Like I can do without the turkey. My sister and I finally convinced my mom to make ham last year, so now I'm more on board. I'm more of a ham gal.
I prefer a ham too. I'm not gonna. Yeah. I'll eat a turkey, but a ham is better. No one can deny that.
Yes, like I'll eat the turkey. Like I'm not saying I don't like it. My favorite thing also is broccoli casserole. Which
yum.
So. Like Vicky and her casseroles, like I'm from the Midwest and I know it's like a Southern thing too, but I grew up on casserole. So we have like green bean casserole, broccoli casserole, like multiple different kinds. Broccoli is my favorite. It's like cheesy. It's so good.
So Maggie's house is just like the fucking casserole cottage over here, right? Like all the fucking casseroles.
Casseroles like coming out of her asses. Like I love
it. I love it. Well, so we're going to get into housewife stuff. If you could bring any housewife with you to this year's family gathering, who would it be? And why?
I would say Kyle because I love Kyle. And I especially just watching Ultimate Girls Trip. I just love Kyle. Like, I just think she would be so fun. She would be so nice. I just feel like she's relatively normal. And I just feel like she would be a good time. And she's one of my favorites of all time, too.
Yeah. You know what, I don't know if you saw this, but because Ultimate Girls Trip came out, Variety did this article where they interviewed other Real Housewives and they asked them like who their ultimate housewife, like in their opinion was. I don't know if you saw that. I think it came out yesterday. But Giselle said that she thought Kyle was the ultimate Real Housewife. And I was like, okay, taste.
No way.
Giselle,
okay.
I was like, okay. And Kenya said LVP was her favorite. I was like, well, now I'm going to have to go sit down for a second, gather my thoughts.
How shady.
And Teresa said that she thought Cynthia was her ultimate. And I was like, I'm here for that's taste again right there. Absolutely.
I love Cynthia, but do I think she's the ultimate? Like, no. I think Teresa, you know, Teresa's like the ultimate housewife. But Kyle, just for me, I just feel like she's so kind. Like, she's such a good, great mom. Like, if I could be any housewife, it'd be Kyle.
Yeah.
You know, like
she fits the housewife's bill of just being like so stupid rich that it's like sick.
Stupid rich. Like I'm obsessed with the Hiltons. Like I'm just obsessed with all of it. So
yeah,
for sure. I could talk to Kyle for hours about that wedding alone.
Oh, I know. What Housewives moment or show or rule or Instagram post? What, when in the world of Housewives, what are you most thankful for this year?
I mean, I'm definitely thankful for Kathy Hilton. I feel like she really brought all of us together. I just talking to people online or my friends, everybody loves Kathy. You know, there's very few people that don't like her. And that's just so refreshing. You know, it's like Ultimate Girls Trip. Another thing I'm thankful for.
Yes.
I just feel like everybody is coming together and it's really nice. It's nice not to be divided. It's nice to kind of all feel the same. I would say I'm also, I guess, thankful that Jen Shah, we got to see that.
She said, I'm excited Jen Shah's going to jail.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Listen, the things that I'm thankful for, arrests are absolutely on there. Not arrests, arrests when the camera crew happens to be around. Yes. That is like, can you imagine if like production had started like a day later, or if they just like weren't filming that day or something, like the way that it all would have been worth nothing. You know what I mean?
We are so lucky that they got that. Like, think about it. I mean, it just all worked out so beautifully for us.
I completely agree.
Because it could have been not in season. It could have not been filming. There could have been all these different variables. And the fact that
they caught everything they could have caught.
The way that it did.
They caught as much as they could have caught because she left. Otherwise, unless they would have followed her out of the parking lot, they caught everything they could have caught.
Well, Sheree had internal bleeding, so she had to go.
Well, God bless him. Thank God he's okay, you know. Well, you know, so I asked people on Instagram, and then you just said it too. But I got a lot of people that said, obviously, Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, though it is coming in at the latter part of the year, is up there with things that they are most thankful for. And, you know, as part of being a Real Housewives fan. And so I thought that while you're here, we could just do a quick little episode 4 recap since they, you know, they dropping these episodes like wildfire. It's almost over.
At random, too. Like, I didn't even know episode 4 was out, and somebody was like, oh my God, it's released. I'm like, okay, I guess I've got to drop everything I'm doing to watch it. Like,
exactly. And by the time this comes out, episode 5 will already be out. So it's going to be over in like 2 or 3 weeks. I'm so, oh no, what are we going to do?
I'm very impressed with this show, obviously. So therefore, I'm impressed with Peacock.
Oh, I'm impressed. The only thing I'm not impressed with is their, like, the way they do their social, but like the content of the shows itself is like, phenomenal.
Yeah. And everyone, you know, I see a lot of people bitching about another subscription, which like, I get it. Like I have dozens, but I would pay. I can't even tell you how much I would pay. Cause it's an
astral. I would pay $75 every time I had to stream an episode of it. I actually don't care.
It makes me so happy. Like you can, I don't know. It's $5 a month. I think you can get it.
Best $5 I've ever spent in my life. Ever.
$5 doing like, I mean, no, I don't.
I spend $5 every time I go to do laundry because I don't have a fucking washer and dryer in my building. So I have community stuff, so you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I would watch Girls Trip before I'd do my laundry if it came down to it. Okay,
you can buy new clothes.
I love it. All right. Well, this episode starts with Lou and Michael doing none other than, you guessed it, flirting. And I know Lou's like one of your number one girls, like maybe number one. So I just want to know your thoughts, your reactions to her on the trip so far, and her interactions with Michael.
One of my favorite parts, because you're just so authentically yourself. Like, that's what I asked for. I'm like, okay, we have Luann, this woman. I mean, I don't even know. She just, the way I love her, she, I think in the first episode said, like, he's married, not dead. And I scream. I'm like, oh my gosh. She can't help herself. Like, our girl loves a tropical paradise flocked with young, hot men. Like,
she can't control herself.
And she can't be tamed. And Michael likes her, too. Also,
oh, yes.
Oh, I mean, how could he not? Like, she first of all flashed her body, like, about a dozen times. And he's
Oh, my God. Him offering in this episode when he offers her to do the shot out of his mouth and she straddles him.
Straddled him.
And kissed him.
Did it. Yes. I'm like, oh, okay. We're going there. I loved it. I love Luann. I get a kick out of her. She's so funny. And she really does thrive in an island.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, like, it's so funny watching the reactions of all the other women because they're like, yes, yes, yes. But, like, all right, so let's think about it. If this was in their own respective cities, like in Beverly Hills, like if Kyle watched, you know, Brandy, or I'm trying to think of, like, who's a single Beverly Hills? Garcelle is single. She watched Garcelle, like, kiss someone who, like, had just said on camera that they had someone in their life. Kyle would not react in the way that they did at All Stars. You know what I'm saying? I think it's like them just being there makes them all so careless. But like, if Lou did that on camera in her city, Ramona also wouldn't be laughing. Ramona would be like, Lou, that's what Lou does. Lou came after Mario. She told Mario right in front of me that she would love to sleep with Mario.
That's so disrespectful.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I just think that it's funny to watch how much they think it's funny, but in their own respective cities, I don't think that necessarily they would react that way.
They would not. They would not like it at all. And I mean, I just think that's what one of the best things about it. It's they're all acting. I mean, they're themselves, but they're all acting a little more carefree.
Yeah. I mean, they are on vacation. Like they're like, fuck it. You know, fuck it. Another thing we saw is Teresa showing Ramona all the cards that Louis gave her. He sent her one for each day that she was gone. 8 cards. And listen, Ramona's eating it right up. Ramona's like, bitch, I want my own Louis. I want somebody to be sending me cards every day. So my question to you, Maggie, if you were going on a girls trip and you were dating someone and he gave you cards for every day you were gone, what would you do?
Red flag. I think it's really so weird. I think it's weird. I love Teresa. I'm very happy for her. You know this. That's her girl. It's fucking weird. It's cute, right? Like it's cute. And like maybe that's just me being like
A card. Like the day if you have a day where you're missing home, just open this, you know?
It just seems it's just too much. Like it's like look, like and maybe that's just maybe like I've never had something like that. So I'd be saying it differently, but it's too much for me, it's too much. Send me a text. Yeah.
And it's giving like Brooks airs, to be quite honest.
It's just weird. It's just like
remember his little affirmation cards that he used to do.
Oh, Brooks. It's like, are you trying to get like extra attention? I don't like it.
But. Yeah, it is kind of weird. I agree. Well, we also see the fucking game night cracked me the fuck up. Like I even posted a video. Honest to God, thought I was going to piss my pants just watching them all laugh so much at those fucking things in their mouths and them trying to talk.
It was so funny.
I loved it. And I was like, I loved it. Like, one of the most enjoyable parts of the series has been them literally just sitting around at home, like hanging out, like not going out, you know. I love it. What did you think of Ramona admitting that, you know, she used to pretend Mario's cock was a cannoli?
I was, like, shocked she said that. It took me right back to, remember when she was wearing that red...
Yes! That massage.
I was like, oh, God. I was like, was the cameraman, like, did they do that after?
That was definitely cannoli night, for sure. Wait, I'm going to post that when we get off of here.
That fucking red, and she brought that too. Like we've seen that thing like twice. I mean, it's too much.
Oh my God.
Of course, but.
I'm fucking dying. And then that wasn't the only sexual reveal we had. Kyle revealed that her and Mauricio fucking had sex at the table in front of people at like a black tie event in Vegas.
Which I'm with Kenya. I'm trying to figure this out. A little,
like the logistics of it. Yeah.
The visual's there. And I mean, good for them. I don't know. She must have really had to do some work, but.
I mean, I just think like she had to be like just doing Kegels on his dick because you can't be like bounce. You know what I'm saying? And Cynthia, I was dying at Cynthia's explanation. Cynthia's like, she couldn't have been doing too much.
I don't know what they're doing, but.
It shows Cynthia fucking riding around. I was like, calm down, Cynthia. You're going to get the chair all out of whack. Like Cynthia was getting it.
I miss her.
Can I just say. I mean, I feel like we're seeing all the women in a different, like, unique light on this show. But, like, I've always loved Cynthia, but this show makes me love her so much more. She is just so fun, I think.
So fun. I'm really going to miss her. Like, I feel like after this, people are going to be like, oh, like, I'm going to miss her, too. Like, I think they kind of, like, fucked up. I don't know.
Yeah, I almost wish that, like, Atlanta wasn't in production quite yet, so they could have, like... But also, they did offer her a friend role, and she was like, no, I'm good. Like, she's the one that didn't take it. So, I don't blame her, but at the same time, I'm like, now I kind of wish that she would come kiki with them, especially because she said on Watch What Happens Live the other night, she's like, I will always love Kenya. She's like, but our friendship will never be the same after this trip.
Oh, I
didn't. Like, that kind of blew my mind.
Yeah, it didn't record.
Yeah, it's a good one. You should watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, maybe after all the good press and everything from this trip, maybe she will come on as a friend. I mean, they're still filming, so yeah. I feel like...
Maybe she'll pop up towards the end. Who knows?
Like just an appearance or something. Who knows?
All right. Well, before I let you go, we're going to end on another sappy note. I want you to tell everybody, what are you most thankful for in your life this year outside of Housewives world?
Well, it's got to be I became an aunt. Yay! In August. Yes. Archie, Michael. I mean, just my family in general, I'm very thankful for them and everybody in my life, you know, including you and all my other friends. But becoming an aunt was definitely a highlight and, you know, something I'll never forget. So,
oh, I love that.
Emma, she's my only like family member that watches Bravo. So, yeah.
We got a new Bravo watcher in the fam, people, is what we're saying. Yes.
with the girls' trip. Yeah. She loves it. But yeah, it's been a good year for me. So I'm a lot to be thankful for.
I love it. All right. Well, I love you. Thank you so much for joining me today. Happy Thanksgiving. Tell your family I said happy Thanksgiving. And everybody, make sure you're following Maggie at Best of Bravo on Instagram. We're going to take a quick break. And I think after this break, my next guest will be here. All right, looks like my next guest is here. If you're a Housewives fan, you always know you're most thankful for your favorite Housewives. So it was a no-brainer to me that I had to ask my next guest to come celebrate this holiday with me. Everyone, please welcome the OG of the OC, the leader of the anti-family van movement, and my all-time favorite Real Housewife, Vicky Gumbelson, with a casserole in her hands. Hi, Vicky.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Seriously, so I'm going to Chicago tomorrow, and I am making a bunch of casseroles.
Are you? I love it. I was going to ask, so what are your plans? I'm guessing you're going to see Brianna and the family.
You know, this is a whole new life for me right now. I'm a little bit, the truck ran over me and then it went back and I got its license plate and then it ran over me again. So I am going to Chicago alone tomorrow morning. I got a 6:45 flight. I have a date tonight. So first date.
Oh, Vicky. How did you meet him?
I met him at a golf course nearby here that was hosting a band, and I have a criteria, and one of them says they have to be a Midwestern guy. I'm not doing California guys. Yeah. And they have to wear cowboy boots, and they have to be a gentleman, and they have to be able to support themselves, and they can't know me from the show. So it's a big, I have a list of like 18 things that they have to have.
You gotta have it. Yep.
So long story short, he came up to me on the way out. He's like, you look really familiar. Have I danced with you before? And it was a country band. And I'm like, I love country music, but I have never danced with you. and I said, I've been in a very committed relationship for 5.5 years. You know, he just broke up with me. And he goes, why would somebody break up with you? And I said, well, I guess I didn't fit the criteria of the age, you know. So, you know, I was 4 years younger with him, and now she's 25. So,
oh God,
like I just got dumped too. And I said, well, I'm not putting it in the dumped category. I'm better than that. But so anyway, we chit chatted for a minute. He's like, where do you want to go now? And I'm like, nowhere. I'm going home. It was like 9 o'clock. And he's like, well, can I have your number? I said, no, you cannot have my number. That's weird. No, you cannot have my number. And he was attractive enough and had enough charisma that I thought, well, I don't know why is God putting this guy in front of me right now. I don't need men. I'm good. So anyway, my girlfriend Kim gave him her information.
Okay.
She said, I'm the wingman. I'm going to make sure Vicky doesn't get taken advantage of. So anyway, they communicated. He texted her. He goes, I really want Vicky's number. And she's like, she's not going to give it to you. Like, you know? So anyway, we ended up going out two nights later. That was with a bunch of people to this country bar, and he's a dancer. He's like, the girls were like lined up. I go, what's with all the line? He's like, oh, they all want to dance. I mean, he's a very good dancer, and I'm not a very good dancer. He's like, all you gotta do is follow me. He goes, I'm gonna grab the back of your belt loop and just, I'm gonna spin you around and flip you upside down. I'm like, you are not flipping me upside down. So the next thing I know, I did one flip and I go, okay, we're done. I'm breaking up with you. And so, I mean, he is on the dance floor, the two-step, the swinging.
Wow.
So tonight, he wanted to go back to that same place. I said, I'm not wanting to swing and do all that upside down shit.
Yeah.
So he said, what would you like to do? And I said, I wouldn't mind listening to a country band, but I don't even know where on a Friday night. I have a flight at 6:45. So he made reservations and we're going across from the montage and then we're going to go another place for dinner. So I don't know. I'm actually very scared.
I was going to say, are you nervous?
Of course. I have not been on a date forever. I mean, I date Steve Lodge. Steve Lodge is my man. So I'm going to try this and I'm going to be scared the whole time.
Don't cry. And listen, no, you're not. Don't say that Steve Lodge is your man, because anybody that's your man would not have done to you what he did to you. Okay. Period. Point blank. And look, at the end of the day, don't put a lot of pressure on it. I was actually just having this conversation with a friend of mine about Kim Kardashian, because, you know, it's come out that she's dating Pete Davidson. And a lot of people are like, what's going on? What's going on? But I've loved Kim for years, and she's always been a hopeless romantic. All she's ever wanted was to be married, to have kids. And, you know, she got married one time, divorced 72 days later. It was a flop. Then she married Kanye, who she thought was the love of her life. She got four beautiful children out of it, but it's not working out there. And I said, you know what? She's successful. She doesn't need anything. If all she wants to do is date somebody and have a good time, then let her do it. And so that's my advice to you. Even if just have fun, enjoy someone's company.
My therapist said, just don't have any expectations. I'm not looking to like to have sex or have a long-term. I want to fill up a little bit of my tank that's empty and just feel pretty I'm going to do my hair and put makeup on. But I need to be me again. And I haven't been me since the day, you know, he texted me that he was leaving me. I'm not me. And I can't cry anymore. There's no more tears in my body. I mean, I'm empty. Yeah. I've lost 32 pounds.
Vicky.
I went on the scale this morning. It was like,
well, I was telling you before we hopped on here, I was like, you look fucking amazing.
Yeah, my 27 jeans that I bought 2 months ago are falling off me. And I've always been a 29 or 30. I'm a big girl, you know, so I've never gone out to say I need to be skinny, skinny, skinny. I work out a little bit, you know, I'm not a big, but I guess now I have to, because all the guys that I know are going to the younger girls. So if you're 60 years old, do you really want a freaking 30-year-old?
But maybe you don't want the type of man that's going to be going for someone half his age. You want somebody that is mature, successful, advanced enough in their life. They don't have to maybe work their ass off all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I don't want to be in competition with 30-year-olds. That's younger than my daughter.
But if you're dating the right man, you won't be in competition with them. You know what I'm saying? So if you are months down the road, if you find yourself talking to someone and then you find yourself in competition with these younger women, maybe that's your first sign. Okay, I'm not going to be with someone that makes me feel that way. You know,
I'm out on that shit. And this guy, he's 62. He was engaged. She cheated on him. I'm like, oh God. And he's from the Midwest. His where he was from, he played wrestling against my high school. So he's from Libertyville. So it's kind of interesting, but being from the Midwest was one of my 18 things.
I love it. Okay. Well, I think that, you know, I have a good feeling you're going to have a good time. And I think if you get a couple good nights out with just meeting people under your belt, you're not even going to be thinking about, you know, he who shall not be named. Okay. That's what we're going to refer to him from now on. All right. Well, so you said you're going to Chicago to see Brianna. How many days are you going to be there, and what Thanksgiving dishes are you going to make for the babies while you're there?
So I'm going to make, like, you know, squash. We love, you know, acorn squash or something like that. I'm going to probably make that. That won't be a casserole. Sweet potato puff, like, that's my mom's. After the turkey stuff, I'm going to make turkey soup for the family and turkey casserole and all that good stuff. So we're going actually to my cousin's. All my family's there. So we're going to my cousin's in Naperville. My sister's daughter is having a shower on Sunday. She's having a baby. They're having a baby a week apart, Brianna and Nicole. So that's kind of fun. And then Hank just turned one yesterday.
I like forget that Brianna's pregnant.
I know. She's 5 months pregnant. So and when Hank just turned one yesterday.
I feel like she just had Hank.
She did just have Hank.
Well, wait, he is so cute too. But all the little pictures of him eating, he is so adorable.
Balloons yesterday, I bought him all those balloons. I go, Brianna, don't let him pop those balloons. Those were $100 for four balloons. She goes, Mom, why did you spend $100? I'm like, because I already got his present and I just needed him to feel special.
I love it. I love it. So Brianna's 5 months. So she's due, what, in spring?
March. Jesus. Yeah, she's due in March.
Well, that's so exciting. Are we 100% sure?
Yep.
Yep, perfect.
Blood test and the whole ultrasound and all that. So she's excited.
Oh, I'm good. I'm glad. I'm very glad. So, you know, I had Tamara on the pod 2 weeks ago.
She told me that.
And we had a really great time. I love her. It was our first time ever, like, getting to chat. So I wanted to ask, obviously, you know, in the spirit of being thankful for things, the thing that I'm most thankful for is that you filmed a project for us this year, along with Tamara. And obviously, I know you can't say too much, but Tamara did tell me that she left with a feeling a sense of closeness with both Phaedra and Brandy. And she was surprised. So I wanted to ask you, besides Tamara, who did you leave Dorinda's feeling the closest with?
Well, Tamara, because we shared a room. So we were in bed together every night. It was
besides Tamara, who did you click with?
I would say I love Jill Zarin. I've been friends with her forever. I love spending time with Jill. So that's always good. I did not know Brandy before this. So Brandy and I did not hit it off in the very beginning. She told me to shut the fuck up like twice. And I almost did a table flip. Like I was so mad at her. I said, you don't talk to me that way. You may talk to these other women that way, but you don't talk to me that way. And she's like, okay. And then the next night she said, shut the fuck up again. I was like, okay, mama bitch is coming out. We don't talk that way to me. So that's probably going to be a trailer. Maybe. I don't know. I was out of my mind. And she told me that the second night. And I thought she was very clear that I don't get talked to that way. Yeah. Nobody should be talked to that way. It's not that I'm privileged. It's just, nobody should say that to anybody. So I kind of went psycho bitch on her. After that, she knew what Mama Bear was. Like, you don't talk that way.
She didn't play that game anymore. Tamara also talked about how, compared to, you know, the traditional filming style that y'all are used to, about how exhausting this was. And how she said y'all would go to sleep at like 3 a.m. You'd have producers knocking on your door 4 hours later to get you mic'd. Like,
and I had just recovered from COVID. So I was still in week three of it. I tested negative 4 days before we left, which was they had come and done the swabs and everything, and everybody had to get tested every day. So our door was knocked on. It's between 6 and 6:30 every morning. I'm like, really, you guys? Like, we're old. We need our sleep, you know? So anyway, that was interesting, but I was exhausted. Like, if anybody out there has ever had COVID, you are freaking tired.
Well, then you also had the emotional aspect of it too, because of what?
My fiance sends me a text that he moved out and he was heading over to my condo in Mexico, but I didn't know he was taking the bimbo with him. And he moved out of that place next door to an apartment. So it was a very emotional. I was like, oh yeah, right. I'm coming home and you're going to be there. You were there this morning or 4 days ago when you helped me with the luggage down. You just need to be home when I get there. Like, I was out of my mind. So I haven't talked to him. He just would text or email, and now he blocked me on the texting. So
unbelievable.
I don't know how that happens. Like, we're living together and we're, you know, sharing life together. We were talking about buying a place in Tennessee just a week before that. And so it really, really broke me. I'm like a broken little puppy dog, but I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back better.
The comeback is going to be better than the setback. Always know that. Look, look at it this way. Your comeback is already being laid out for you. You get to be a part of an exciting, amazing project that's going to premiere early next year. I don't know if have you watched season one of Ultimate Girls Trip yet that just came out this week?
No.
You will love it, Vicky. It's so good.
I was supposed to be on that trip.
You were supposed to be on season one? Oh,
I had a signed contract.
Oh, we've talked about this. Yes. And then they switched it up, right? Yes. Okay.
Because COVID hit and they said it was canceled. I might have said something on my podcast about how they treated me at the reunion. So they didn't like that. So
I love it. Well, I definitely think that you should watch season one. There are 5 episodes out right now and I have laughed till I've cried. It is so refreshing and lighthearted to watch. There's a little bit of drama, but that's the thing. I do think y'all's is probably going to be a little darker.
I don't even know how to watch it. Do I have to like upload an app or something? Like,
you have to get Peacock. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I don't watch TV. So somebody said, oh, you got to get the app. I'm like, how do I get the app on my TV? But I have a smart TV. I just bought brand new TV. So I'm going to have to friggin' figure it out.
I'll help you figure it out. Just let me know whenever you're ready.
Do you like a username and password or what do I?
Yeah. You got to make like an account and stuff. Yeah. I mean, you know what? Bravo, NBC. She fucking worked for y'all for 14 years. Can't y'all get her a goddamn login?
Why do the ones that are on it have to pay for it? I even got an email from one of our guests that we've supported Bravo for all these years. Now we got to pay to see the, you know, new one. I'm like, I don't know.
I love it. So again, going back, you're going to Chicago this week for Thanksgiving. If you had to take anyone besides Tamara from your cast of Ultimate Girls Trip home to Thanksgiving dinner with your family, who would it be?
Jesus, I could not take Brandy because she's so brash. She would tell my sister to shut the fuck up. I would take Jill Zarin.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot. Well, also, I saw you posted a book that Phaedra had sent you. So were you and Phaedra cool?
Pretty incredible. I'm very spiritual and so is she. So we connected on that level. It was, the last night was so moving. You guys cannot tell you what happened at the last night. It was like God came down and wrapped me in his arms and said, you're going to be just fine. Just aww. Follow me, follow my lead and you'll be just fine. So every day I journal, I pray. One of my girlfriends just bought me the 365 day Bible. So I'm trying to understand what God's message is and all this heartache that I go through, but I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter. I just love till it hurts and it hurts.
You know? And you know what, but it's better to be a lover than someone who is not respecting of one that gives out love. You know, you would always rather be the one that gets hurt than the one that's unable to have that love for people. You know,
I just don't understand. It's like, my heart is like, I feel like I have an apartment building on my chest every day. Like I went to the doctor and he's like, you are not breathing. And I said, what does that mean? He goes, you're holding your breath and you're breathing very shallow. So therefore that's why your fingers are tingling. I'm like, why am I having a stroke? Like what's going on? He's like, you're not getting oxygen. Your oxygen level's super low. I'm like, wonderful. So now I got to freaking think about breathing all the time.
Yeah. Add another thing to the fucking list. I love it. Oh, so something I also had to ask you about. You were photographed with Jax Taylor this week. How did that happen? Why was he with you?
It's so, well, he wasn't with us.
Okay,
he
good.
Happened to be at Craig's when we were there. And it's the funniest thing ever because he's like, hey, Vicky, hey, Tamara, hey. And then Patty's like, oh, I'm Patty. And then paparazzi took our pictures on the way out. And Jax was walking out lit like a candle. And he's like, I'm so lit. And I said, well, I'm not. I had one glass of wine. I'm good. And then the paparazzi was taking our pictures. And then Patty's like, they didn't take my picture. They don't know who I am. And I'm like, do. So then she went back and made sure that the paparazzi took her picture with Jax.
Oh my God. And I'm sorry. I'm sure you saw that crazy Photoshop version of the picture that she posted of you and Tam. Why did she do that? Y'all looked great in the original version. I don't know. She made y'all look like cartoons.
I was like, what in the world? Well, some of the pictures looked horrible. I got red lipstick. I didn't have red lipstick on. It was like a burgundy dark, but they must have juiced me all up or something. Cause I was like, ugly. My son goes, Mom, you look horrible. I go, thanks, Michael. You know?
I love it. Okay. I did want to ask you one more thing about your Ultimate Girls Trip. If you could say, who do you think brought the most to your week there as far as TV content? Who brought it? You brought it? You think so?
I brought it.
I mean, you're my girl, so I believe you're always going to bring it. You're always going to bring it.
I mean, Dorinda did in a weird way.
Ooh, really? Before we go, have you watched the trailer for season 16 of Real Housewives of Orange County?
No.
You didn't watch it?
No. Well, Tamara sent me a little clip. It was like 4 seconds, but I was like, I don't really want to watch it.
Yeah. So I just got the screener like yesterday. I think I'm going to watch the premiere this weekend. I'll let you know what I think.
Look
but
at you, Mr. Bravo man.
Oh, please. Well, the trailer, look, it was pretty good. Obviously, you know, there was a missing factor for me, you and Tamara, but they're very heavy on the Heather stuff. So I was just curious if you had any thoughts on it before it premieres in a couple weeks.
It's all I can do to get up, go to work, function. I stay at work till between 8 and 10 at night, because I don't want to go home to an empty house. And then when I go home, I go right to bed so I don't have to think. It is really a challenge for me right now. I mean, I really miss him a lot. Yeah. He was my buddy. So now all I do is think about what they're doing and what's he doing. And mm-hmm. It's like, I got to stop. So,
well, we're going to find you a new buddy. Okay. And we're going to find somebody that loves you and respects you outside of the Housewives world. So many of us in the Housewives world love you and respect you for what you brought to our TVs.
But a normal man that,
and you're going to get
adores
it,
adores me because I need to be adored again.
You need somebody that respects your work ethic, that liked your work ethic, that, and somebody that likes to whoop it up from time to time too.
I just want normal. I don't want to be wondering, am I being cheated on? I don't want to wonder. I'm not insecure, but I have become insecure.
Yeah.
When you are always wondering what's going on, it's, you know, he said I carried it from my past relationship. I said, okay, then make me secure.
See, that's like gaslighting you. That's him telling you that it's your fault. It's like, no, I'm feeling this way because you're making me fucking feel this way. Thank you very much. Yes. Well, to end on a positive note, I asked my last guest this too at the end of her interview, but I just want to say, looking back on this year, tell everyone, what are you most thankful for in your life?
It's been the worst year. I mean, just business changes. I had a healthy grandson born in November of 2020. He's healthy. One of the most positive things is Brianna moved from North Carolina back to Chicago.
Yes.
So super excited about that. My sister lives, you know, three blocks away. My brother lives a mile away. I mean, we're very close family. So if I could look back on anything, Michael moved to Hawaii. So I'm now California in the middle of my two kids. How did that happen? California's in the middle of nothing. now he's off on an island and Brianna's off in the Midwest. So, you know, I think my health, I never would have thought this year would end without my man. Am I a victim? No. Am I sad? Yes. Yes. I'm fucking sad. 6 years of my life, engaged 2.5. I didn't think we would have probably ever get married. We didn't need to, but I wanted that commitment from him. And I wear my ring proudly. And I am, I'm just, what are they looking for? What are people looking for when they got everything they want? I mean, do you get bored with the person and you flip them like a new pair of shoes? I don't know. No. I don't know. But he knew I adored him and loved him. And he still knows that. So I'm going to carry on and move on. I'm going to readjust my crown. And, you know, I don't want a man that doesn't want me. And that's where I've got to stay focused, right?
There you go. And we're going to manifest it right now. Next year at my second annual Slut Pig virtual potluck, we're manifesting it right now. Vicky is going to be here again talking about how thankful she is to have found the most amazing partner who her kids love, her grandkids love, who loves her job. And we're just going to manifest it all right now. Okay. Pick that up. I'm sending you the good juju.
Yay, there you go. I'm receiving it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with me today, Vicky. Happy Thanksgiving. And everybody hang tight. We'll be right back. All right. I wanted to close out this very special Thanksgiving episode by reading out the things that you, yes, you are most thankful for in this wonderful world of Real Housewives. So I'm going to read them out and share some of the ones that brought a smile to my face and some of the ones that we're going to have a word. Okay. Up first, InstaGen00 is thankful for 3-wick candles. You know what? Aren't we all? Aren't we all? So is Karen Huger. So is Karen. Alex Oakley. Kathy the Legend Hilton. Who is Hunky Dory? Absolutely. What would this year have been without Kathy? I mean, honest to God. What else are people thankful for? AC Werns, the legal drama. Listen, what would we do if these housewives didn't decide to go be like horrible people with and commit crimes? What would we do? Ultimate Girls Trip. We got a lot of people saying Ultimate Girls Trip is what they're most thankful for this year. And baby, same. What a blessing. We love it. Dooney B. Jones, Mary M. Cosby. Amen to that. You know what? God's not coming after you, Dooney B. Jones. He's not, because you are on Mary's side. Alice Riv _ Jen Shaw's on camera arrest. God is good. We eatin'. We eatin'. Delights of Delilah. God bless Sutton Strack. I took that picture, the Shaw documentary that's coming. Yes, that is coming to Hulu. Maddie Peacock 1. Dorit's fashion in Lake Tahoe is what he was most thankful for. Jake Brett 1. Jenny! LM Devo, Santa came to Pasadena and made it snow. Yes, he did. You would have thought Pasadena was Dorit's bathroom. MS Keynes, Vicky breaking up with that loser Steve Lodge. Yes, we are happy that Vicky is moving on. And speaking of Vicky, so happy that she joined me for this episode. Alexis B. Murphy said, analogies by Jackie. What we're not gonna do is be thankful for anything Jackie did, okay? Green Lime is thankful that everyone saw how annoying Leah is. Abso-fucking-lutely. Same. P. Daddy is most thankful for Erica Jane. Listen, regardless of what you think of her, Erica made this one of the most entertaining years of Housewives that we've ever experienced. You can't deny it. You can't deny it. And last but not least, the Omar Herrera said that Vicky being fired is what he's most thankful for. And on that note, Omar, I hope your turkey tastes like shit. All right, everybody, that is all for this week's first annual ever Slut Pig virtual potluck. I just want to tell you all, I'm so thankful to everybody who listens to this show. I'm so thankful to The Dip for giving me the opportunity to connect with you all every week. I said it in the beginning of the podcast. I very much am so thankful for the Bravo community. It is a shady, fun little world that we're all a part of, but I'm very thankful to be a part of it. I hope you all have a fantastic holiday. I hope you eat so much that you are so full and miserable that you need to go take a bath and relax like Meredith Marks was the day that Jen Shah got arrested. I love you all. Happy Thanksgiving.